The Spokane tribe lost lands that became submerged under the waters of the Columbia River, but also lost much more, like the salmon runs that had fed their people for centuries.
So it basically was devastating to our tribal people. It affected our life, our culture, economy, spiritual practices, because this all centered around the rivers. However, the families impacted by the loss of land was devastating also, because they lost their homes, their gardens. They had to move up to land that was less fertile.
That's Tribal Business Council Chair Carol Evans, who says promises were made for years by government officials that the tribe would receive some form of compensation. Monday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a compensation bill that had passed the Senate last summer. Evans says that shows the bipartisan support for the measure. She says tribal officials will make a future determination as to how the money will be spent.
What we look forward to in the future with not only this, but all of our economic activity is to be able to really focus on the needs of the tribal people. You know, the health, education, welfare, the children, the elders, our language. Those are all important things, and each one of those, there's needs.
Evans says the tribe will receive annual compensation of approximately $6 million per year.